AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Winston-Salem State University student is dead in North Carolina, another injured. It all happened this morning on campus. The AP Skip Foreman reports police are still looking for a suspect.
There were initial reports that a suspect had been identified in this case, but school officials have since backed away from that statement, and they are still searching for whoever it was is responsible for the shooting death of Anthony White.
Visitors are being told to stay away from campus. There was a lockdown at Winston-Salem State. It has been lifted. New House Speaker Paul Ryan says there may be a way to compromise with President Obama on immigration.
I think if we reach consensus on something like border enforcement, interior security, that's one thing. But I do not believe we should advance comprehensive immigration legislation with a president who has proven himself untrustworthy on this issue.
Ryan was on NBC's Meet the Press. He pointed out the president went around Congress with an executive order to shield from deportation millions of people living illegally in the U.S. A Russian aviation official says the Russian jetliner that crashed after leaving Egypt broke up at high altitude. What caused it to break up has not been determined. All 224 people on board were killed. The AP's Vladimir Isachenkov reports Russians are in mourning.
President Vladimir Putin declared a day of mourning all across Russia, and people in St. Petersburg, where the plane was bound, held memorial services, lit candles, created makeshift memorials with flowers and toys and pictures of the victims.
Investigators of a horrific Halloween crash in New York that killed three people, including a 10-year-old girl, are looking at whether a medical problem may have caused the driver to smash into a group of trick-or-treaters. Police near Philadelphia say needle-like objects have reportedly been found in candy handed out to trick-or-treaters. Tests are being done. Parents are being told to check all candy their children are given. This is AP Radio News. Kenya's Stanley Biwott and Mary Takani are the winners at the New York City Marathon.
Biwott won his first major marathon title, finishing in 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 34 seconds, beating out his countrymen by just 14 seconds.
I was confident and happy to be the winner.
Katani finished in 2:24:25 and becomes the first woman to be a repeat winner since 2008.
2:30 was something great for me, so I was very happy.
At the New York City Marathon, I'm Julie Walker.
Once again this weekend, The Martian is the number one movie at the box office.
In your face, Neil Armstrong.
Matt Damon's movie has been number one 4 out of the last 5 weeks. Goosebumps was the runner-up. Farther down the list, though, Sandra Bullock's Our Brand is Crisis and Bradley Cooper's Burnt were big flops this weekend. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.